Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about building a portfolio that generates $10,000 per month in cash flow. We covered the math, strategies, capital requirements, and timelines. Today, we're diving into one of the most important strategic decisions you'll make as a real estate investor: how to balance cash flow with equity growth in your portfolio. This is a decision that affects every property you buy, every financing decision you make, and ultimately determines the type of wealth you build. Some investors prioritize maximum cash flow. Others prioritize maximum equity growth. Most need a balance between the two. Today, we're exploring the cash flow versus equity debate, the trade-offs between each strategy, how to determine the right balance for your goals, and how to adjust your strategy over time. By the end of this episode, you'll understand how to build a portfolio that aligns with your financial goals and timeline. Let's start by defining what we mean by cash flow and equity. Defining cash flow and equity. Cash flow is the money left over each month after all expenses, including mortgage payments, property taxes, insurance, maintenance, property management, and reserves. It's the income you can spend, reinvest, or save. It's what pays your bills and funds your lifestyle. Equity is the difference between your property's market value and what you owe on it. It's your ownership stake in the property. Equity grows in two ways: through appreciation as property values increase, and through mortgage paydown as you reduce your loan balance. Both cash flow and equity are important, but they often work in opposition to each other. The trade-off between cash flow and equity. Here's the fundamental trade-off. Strategies that maximize cash flow often minimize equity growth, and strategies that maximize equity growth often minimize cash flow. Let me explain why. Cash flow is maximized when you minimize your monthly debt service. The less you pay toward your mortgage each month, the more cash flow you keep. You minimize debt service by using less leverage, putting more money down, using longer amortization periods, or paying cash. But when you use less leverage, you're tying up more capital in each property, which limits how many properties you can acquire and limits your total equity growth. Equity growth is maximized when you use maximum leverage. The less cash you put into each property, the more properties you can acquire with the same capital. More properties means more total appreciation and more total equity growth. But maximum leverage means higher monthly debt service, which reduces cash flow. This is the fundamental tension in real estate investing. Cash flow focused strategy. Let's look at a cash flow focused strategy. A cash flow investor prioritizes monthly income over equity growth. They want properties that generate significant positive cash flow from day one. To maximize cash flow, they might put 30 to 50% down, use longer amortization periods like 30 years, or even pay cash for properties. They might also target properties in lower cost markets where purchase prices are lower relative to rents, generating higher cash on cash returns. The advantages of this strategy are immediate income, financial stability with lower debt service, less risk from market downturns, and easier qualification for additional financing. The disadvantages are slower portfolio growth since more capital is tied up per property, lower total equity accumulation, and potentially lower total returns if appreciation is strong. This strategy works well for investors who need income now, are risk-averse, are near or in retirement, or have limited access to additional capital. Equity-focused strategy. Now let's look at an equity-focused strategy. An equity investor prioritizes long-term wealth accumulation over immediate income. They're willing to accept lower or even negative cash flow in exchange for maximum equity growth. To maximize equity growth, they use maximum leverage, putting as little down as possible, often 10 to 20%. They might target properties in higher appreciation markets, even if cash flow is minimal or negative. They might also use interest-only loans or adjustable-rate mortgages to minimize initial payments. The advantages of this strategy are faster portfolio growth since less capital is required per property, higher total equity accumulation if appreciation is strong, and maximum use of leverage to amplify returns. The disadvantages are little or no immediate income, higher risk if markets decline, negative cash flow requiring outside income to support, and more difficulty qualifying for additional financing. This strategy works well for investors who have stable outside income, are younger with longer time horizons, are comfortable with risk, and prioritize long-term wealth over current income. The balanced approach. Most investors need a balanced approach that generates some cash flow while still building equity. A balanced strategy might use moderate leverage, 20 to 25% down, targeting properties that generate modest positive cash flow while still allowing portfolio growth. You might diversify across property types and markets, with some properties optimized for cash flow and others for appreciation. The advantages are both immediate income and long-term wealth building, moderate risk, flexibility to adjust strategy over time, and sustainable portfolio growth. The disadvantages are neither maximum cash flow nor maximum equity growth, and requiring more sophisticated analysis to balance competing goals. This strategy works well for most investors at most stages of their investing journey. Real-world examples. Let me give you some real-world examples to illustrate these strategies. Example 1, cash flow focus. An investor buys a single-family rental in a lower-cost market for $150,000. They put 50% down, $75,000. Their mortgage payment is approximately $500 per month. Rent is $1,500. After all expenses, they generate $600 per month in cash flow. That's an 8% cash-on-cash return, which is strong. But they've tied up $75,000 in one property. If they had used that capital with more leverage, they could have acquired three properties instead of one. Over 10 years, if the property appreciates 3% annually, it's worth approximately $200,000. Their equity is $150,000. The $50,000 in appreciation plus the $100,000 they put down initially, adjusted for mortgage paydown. Example 2, equity focus. Another investor buys a property in a higher appreciation market for $400,000. They put 10% down, $40,000. Their mortgage payment is approximately $2,000 per month. Rent is $2,500. After all expenses, they generate $200 per month in cash flow. That's a 6% cash-on-cash return, which is lower than the first example. But they've only tied up $40,000. With $75,000, they could acquire nearly two properties using this strategy. Over 10 years, if the property appreciates 5% annually, it's worth approximately $650,000. Their equity is approximately $350,000. The $250,000 in appreciation, plus their down payment and mortgage paydown. Even though their cash flow was lower, their equity growth was significantly higher due to appreciation and leverage. Example 3, balanced approach. A third investor buys a property for $250,000. They put 25% down, $62,500. Their mortgage payment is approximately $1,000 per month. Rent is $2,000. After all expenses, they generate $400 per month in cash flow. That's a 7.7% cash-on-cash return. Over 10 years, if the property appreciates 4% annually, it's worth approximately $370,000. Their equity is approximately $200,000, the $120,000 in appreciation, plus their down payment and mortgage paydown. This investor has both meaningful cash flow and solid equity growth. How to determine your strategy? How do you determine the right balance for your situation? Ask yourself these questions. Question 1. Do you need income now or can you wait? If you need income to replace your job or supplement your lifestyle, prioritize cash flow. If you have stable income from other sources, you can prioritize equity growth. Question 2. What's your time horizon? If you're investing for 10 plus years, you can prioritize equity growth and let appreciation work for you. If you need results in the next few years, prioritize cash flow. Question 3. What's your risk tolerance? If you're risk-averse and want stability, prioritize cash flow with lower leverage. If you're comfortable with risk and volatility, you can use higher leverage for equity growth. Question 4. How much capital do you have? If you have limited capital, you might need to use higher leverage to acquire properties, which means accepting lower cash flow. If you have significant capital, you can prioritize cash flow with lower leverage. Question 5. What are your long-term goals? If your goal is financial independence through passive income, prioritize cash flow. If your goal is maximum wealth accumulation for eventual sale or legacy, prioritize equity. Your answers to these questions will guide your strategy. Adjusting your strategy over time. Your strategy should evolve as your situation changes. Many investors start with an equity-focused strategy when they're younger, have stable income, and want to build wealth quickly. As they approach retirement or achieve financial independence, they shift toward a cash flow-focused strategy, refinancing properties to pull out equity and reduce leverage, or selling appreciated properties and reinvesting in higher cash flow properties. This evolution is natural and smart. The role of market selection. Market selection plays a crucial role in balancing cash flow and equity. Some markets are cash flow markets. Lower property prices relative to rents, generating strong cash-on-cash returns, but lower appreciation. Examples might include parts of the Midwest, South, and smaller cities. Other markets are appreciation markets. Higher property prices relative to rents, generating lower cash flow, but stronger appreciation. Examples might include major coastal cities and high-growth tech hubs. At CREI Partners, we focus on markets like Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana that offer a balance. Reasonable property prices, strong rent-to-price ratios, and solid appreciation potential. These markets allow us to generate cash flow while building equity. The role of property type. Property type also affects the cash flow versus equity balance. Single-family homes in good school districts tend to appreciate well, but may generate lower cash flow due to higher purchase prices. Small multifamily properties in working-class neighborhoods may generate strong cash flow, but appreciate more slowly. Larger multifamily properties can offer both cash flow and appreciation if purchased well and managed effectively. Your property selection should align with your strategy. Financing strategies. Your financing choices dramatically impact the cash flow versus equity balance. To maximize cash flow, use conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgages with larger down payments, or consider seller financing with favorable terms. To maximize equity growth, use conventional financing with minimum down payments, portfolio loans that allow more properties, or commercial loans for larger properties. To balance both, use conventional financing with 20 to 25% down and 30-year amortization. Tax considerations. Tax strategy also plays a role. Cash flow is taxable income, though depreciation and other deductions can offset much of it. Equity growth is not taxed until you sell, and even then you can defer taxes through 1031 exchanges. If you're in a high tax bracket, you might prefer equity growth to minimize current taxable income. If you're in a lower tax bracket or need current income, cash flow may be more tax efficient. Work with a CPA to optimize your tax strategy. Common mistakes. Let me share common mistakes investors make with this balance. Mistake 1. Chasing cash flow without considering equity. Some investors focus exclusively on cash flow and buy properties in declining markets. They generate strong cash flow initially, but property values decline and they lose equity. Always consider both cash flow and equity potential. Mistake 2. Over-leveraging for equity growth. Some investors use maximum leverage on every property to maximize equity growth. When markets decline or they experience vacancy, they can't cover debt service and face foreclosure. Maintain adequate cash flow and reserves, even when prioritizing equity. Mistake 3. not adjusting strategy over time. Some investors maintain the same strategy for decades without adjusting for changing goals, age, or market conditions. Regularly reassess your strategy and adjust as needed. Mistake 4. Ignoring market fundamentals. Some investors chase either cash flow or appreciation without considering underlying market fundamentals like job growth, population growth, and economic diversity. Always invest in fundamentally strong markets. Your action plan. This week, I want you to do 3 things. First, assess your current portfolio. Calculate your total monthly cash flow and total equity. What's your current balance? Second, clarify your goals. Do you need income now, or are you building for the future? What's your time horizon? What's your risk tolerance? Third, determine your target balance. Based on your goals, should you prioritize cash flow, equity, or maintain a balance? How should this affect your next acquisition? Write these down. This becomes your strategic framework. Final thoughts. The cash flow versus equity decision is one of the most important strategic choices you'll make as a real estate investor. Cash flow provides immediate income and financial stability. Equity provides long-term wealth accumulation. Strategies that maximize cash flow often minimize equity growth, and vice versa. Most investors need a balanced approach that generates some cash flow while building equity. Your ideal balance depends on your income needs, time horizon, risk tolerance, available capital, and long-term goals. Your strategy should evolve over time as your situation changes. Market selection, property type, and financing choices all affect this balance. Avoid common mistakes like chasing cash flow in declining markets, over-leveraging for equity growth, and not adjusting your strategy over time. Take time this week to assess your current portfolio, clarify your goals, and determine your target balance. This strategic clarity will guide every investment decision you make going forward. Tomorrow, we're starting a new month focused on risk management and portfolio protection, the defensive strategies that safeguard the wealth you're building. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.